Teachers, if you love summer and you also love really dumb ideas, then I think that you are going to love this episode because it's about how a plastic golden cat increased school climate and culture. It's seriously so dumb. I will give you a spoiler alert. This episode is about a fictitious thing that we created from literal trash called Gary the Golden Cat. And Gary gained popularity in our school by both students and staff. And it also, best part, increased positive office discipline referrals. This episode is about taking trash and creating treasure. It's about bringing people together, and it is absolute proof that your school is just one idea away from feeling less stress and more laughter. If any of that sounds enticing, you're in the right spot. Let's get into this summer replay episode. We have all heard that figure of speech, that one person's trash is another person's treasure. And I can't think of a group of people that are better at modeling that figure of speech than teachers. We are so good at finding random crap and absolutely pointless materials and transforming them into something incredible for kids. And that's what this episode is all about. It's how a plastic golden cat increased the school climate and culture in a really dumb but really dynamic way. I never in a million years thought that I was going to record a podcast episode about this because it was just kind of a silly idea that I implemented on a whim. And never did I think that both staff and students were going to jump on board this golden cat in the way that we did. And I'm super excited to share all of the details with you. Now, before we get into the episode, I want to give a huge shout out to the listener of the week. It's Becca Evans 78, and Becca left a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app and said, "New favorite. Monica presented at a conference that I attended, and now I'm loving her podcast. It's down-to-earth advice that's delivered in an inviting way. Please keep making content." Becca Evans, I'll make you a deal. You keep listening to this podcast and telling all of your friends about it, and I will continue recording it because this podcast is all about supporting fellow teachers. It's all about creating this service, this weekly podcast service that gets delivered to you for free as a way of saying thank you for being a part of this profession and thank you for being on board these silly but significant ideas, and I'm excited that you are listening. If this is your first time finding the This Teacher Life podcast, know that you can click follow or subscribe so these episodes get delivered to you every single week. They release on Sunday evenings, so you are ready for your morning commute on Monday. I am very excited to tell you about this plastic golden cat that was absolutely going to be thrown in the trash can until I said, wait, I think I got an idea for that. So if you are excited about the details that are to come, let's get into this episode. There is awesome in every single school day. Here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. Let's start this episode with a little bit of story time, because there's a backstory to this plastic golden cat. So last May, I was helping my person, my BFF, clean out their classroom because they were transferring to a different school. And anybody who has ever transferred to a different school or a different classroom knows that it's a really good time to purge and just kind of start fresh in your new location. And so she had these piles of like, I definitely want to keep this. I'm not sure about this. And this is definitely going in the dumpster. And in her definitely going in the dumpster pile was this random golden plastic cat that was about shin height. It wasn't this huge thing, but it was making a statement in the dumpster pile. And I said to her, what is this? And she's like, oh my gosh, it's so random. Another teacher in the building gave it to me kind of as a gag gift. They found it at some random store and it was like less than a dollar. And somehow this golden cat ended up in my classroom. And I was like, you're getting rid of it? And she's like, I have absolutely no idea what to do with it. And I was like, okay. She said, you can have it if you want it. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah. She said, now what are you going to do with it? And I'm like, I'm not sure. So that golden cat from the end of May until like mid-September sat in my like spare bedroom, which is a gym. It's a home gym kind of space. And so anytime that I was working out in my home gym, I had this like random golden cat kind of scaring at me. And it was scaring me and staring at me. And quite frankly, it was a little bit creepy. And I was like, what am I going to do with that? Maybe, you know, we were right. Maybe that should have been in the dumpster pile. But then I had this random idea, because if you have been listening to this podcast for a while now, monthly, I've been releasing an episode about the word wall hall. And every single month in my school, we're focusing on a character education word. And I'm trying to find cool ways to boost the climate and the culture of our school, but also increase positive discipline referrals and decrease negative discipline referrals. And last month, we had this random raccoon, Roger the raccoon, around the school. And so that went really well. And at the end of the month, I had staff members and students coming to me saying, what you going to do next month? What's the random thing that you are going to bust out next month? And I didn't have an idea until one morning I was working out and I saw this cat staring at me. And I was like, what a creepy golden cat. But Roger the raccoon is leaving for the month. Roger has done his due diligence. He's been awesome. He's made a positive impact. Maybe it's time for this golden cat to make an appearance. And I was like, Gary the golden cat. That has a nice ring to it. Let's call him Gary the golden cat. Because the word of the month that was coming up was respectful. So could Gary the golden cat help students be respectful? And one thing that I was observing is during our morning meeting, when we all congregate in the gym, we were starting to get a little chaotic in our lines. We were starting to get a little chaotic. There are supposed to be these nice, you know, orderly lines for kids to sit in front of their assigned cones, you know. They say like first grade, second grade, third grade, and they're supposed to sit crisscross applesauce on the floor, and they're allowed to talk and hang out with their friends. But what I had noticed was it was getting a little disorderly. And the principal had also noticed that and was like, oh my gosh, you know, reminders. And we were constantly giving kids reminders. And I was like, I can be mad about this, or I can leverage this opportunity for learning with Gary the golden cat. Maybe Gary the golden cat, this plastic cat that, fun fact, lost his nose. Okay, that's an important detail here. This plastic cat had lost his nose. Could Gary the golden cat help our lines to be more respectful for the month, since that was our character education word? And so on the very first day of the month, I'm introducing this, and I was like, we got something special this month, friends. All the preschool through sixth graders are in the gym, and I took Gary and I put him in an old Amazon box, and I was like, I got something in this box right here, and it's very special. And this special item is going to be given to one class per day. And it's going to be the one class that has had the most respectful lines. That you have been the most respectful by following the expectations that we have prior to that first bell ringing. And you are going to get a special trophy. It's like a special trophy. And then for that day, instead of having your class cone that says third grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, PK, Gary is going to be your cone. You get to have Gary, the golden cat, as the line leader. And how special is that? And so then I opened up this Amazon box and out came Gary, the golden cat with no nose. And it felt a little bit like on National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, you know how Aunt Bethany hides a cat in a box? It had that vibe, except, you know, there was no Jell-O mold in the box as well. It was just Gary, the golden plastic cat. And at that point, the staff hadn't seen Gary, and I'm sure they had this mixed emotion of like, what the hell, Monica, as well as like, this is so random, as well as like, how quirky and fun. I'm sure there were mixed emotions when Gary the golden cat made his first appearance, but the kids were into it. And so each morning, what I would do is I would go into the gym and I would assess the lines. And I swear to goodness, the moment that I stepped into that gym, the kids were getting into lines and they're like, where do you think Gary's going to go today? And so there was total buy-in at an elementary level for this. And what I loved about it is that teachers were also incentivizing this, because a lot of our teachers in the school have some sort of classroom incentive going on, whether it's filling up a jar with pom-poms or it's, you know, getting marbles in a bucket or something. They've got these like lovely classroom positive reward incentives happening. And so what they said is, hey, you know, if as a class we get Gary the golden cat, then maybe we'll get extra marbles in our bin, or we'll get extra pom-poms in the jar. And so it was a really neat way to say, hey, we want to be respectful in the classroom, but as your teacher, we also want you to be respectful in the gym. And you guys, it was awesome and it was hilarious. And at one point, the principal and I were talking and she's like, this is really high pressure. Because there was one morning where I started my day not in the elementary building. I started at the junior high school, and I text the principal and I was like, hey, I have a meeting at the junior high this morning, will you, you know, assign Gary the golden cat to a class for me? And she's, the next day, was like, that's high pressure. Dang, girl. And I'm like, I know. It became so serious, but it was also seriously awesome. And that's Gary the golden cat. It increased the school climate and culture in a really dumb but dynamic way. And can I tell you that we had more positive discipline referrals during that month than we had all year. How cool is that? So like, I got data to back that shit up. We had more positive discipline referrals during Gary the Golden Cat than we had at any month so far that year. That's some good data. Let me give you just another quick piece of data that I know that you want to hear and maybe you need to hear. Over the last 5 years, hundreds of teachers across this country have enrolled in something called the Awesome Academy for Teachers. The Awesome Academy for Teachers is today's best professional development that you can possibly get, because it's fun, it's flexible, and it is absolutely full of realistic, practical, fun, and easy ideas that can be implemented in our classrooms with no prep and no stress. If you are looking for something to make this school year your best school year yet, and maybe you're feeling a little burned out, maybe you're feeling stressed out, maybe you feel like you just need more passion and more energy, or maybe you're a new teacher who's freaking out because you don't know what to expect, the Awesome Academy for Teachers is for you. It is a 6-course virtual PD series that is led by me, and hundreds of teachers from across the country have actually done this in the past and said, that is exactly what I needed. I was going to quit, but I didn't, because of the Awesome Academy for Teachers. I was feeling tired. I was feeling like, I don't know how much longer I can do this. And then they participated in the Awesome Academy for Teachers, and they're like, this was my best school year to date. If that sounds like something that is tugging at your teacher heartstrings, then I would love to invite you to enroll. You can check out more at monicagenta.com/Awesome Academy. That's monicagenta.com/Awesome Academy. Registration and enrollment is open now, and I'm also going to put a direct link in the show notes. I would love for you to make this your best school year to date, and sometimes all we need is just one simple strategic solution, and I think the Awesome Academy could be that for you. Check out monicagenta.com/Awesome Academy to get enrolled proactively today. Now, Gary was only around for 1 month, because each month the character education words are changing, and then I'm also trying to kind of remix how we can boost the climate and culture and increase positive discipline referrals. Because we understand if, like, Roger the Reliability Raccoon stuck around for longer than 30 days, it would kind of lose his luster. Same thing with Gary the Golden Cat. If he was around for longer than 30 days, I think he would lose his momentum. But Gary is kind of living his legacy outside of his 30 days, because Roger was a piece of paper. And by the time Roger the Raccoon had seen the end of the month, he needed to be tossed. He had lost an arm. He had some water damage because he was located above a water fountain. And Raj, RIP, okay? But Gary the Golden Cat ended up in my office in the elementary school and was definitely a conversation piece. When people would come into my office for meetings, they would see Gary and they would chuckle. When students would come into my office, they're like, oh, Gary is still here? And I'm like, yes, he's still here. And it just created awesome conversation. And I kind of loved that. In fact, recently, I was at Walmart and I saw a student from my district there, and he did not address me by name. He did not say, hello, Miss Genta. He came up to me with his hands in his pockets and he said, I know you. You're the Gary the Golden Cat lady. And I'm like, okay, well, that you're not wrong, buddy. You're not wrong. And he's like, I really like Gary. And I'm like, well, Gary might make a comeback next year. And he's like, oh, really? And I was like, yes. And that was hilarious to me. Like, those moments matter. And here's another moment that matters. This is staff driven. Is that recently one of my coworkers turned 40. And you know who showed up to that birthday party? Gary the Golden Cat showed up to that birthday party, and I swear, had the time of his life, and he kind of became this, like, Flat Stanley sort of thing. You know Flat Stanley, that, like, Flat Stanley, I think, was this, like, little piece of paper that ended up all over the world in all of these kind of situations, similar to Where's Waldo, but it's like, oh, where's Flat Stanley? Well, Gary the Golden Cat ended up at a 40th birthday party and was kind of like the celebrity of the night. And that's ridiculous. And that was staff driven. And it was silly and it was significant because it brought staff together. And I don't know about you, but when staff can come together and feel unity and feel humor and feel just positivity from something that is originally connected to school, that's a win. That's a win all day. And I want to reemphasize, this is so dumb. This is really dumb. Like, when adults are saying, Gary, what's up, Gary? And when students are like, Gary the Golden Cat said we did a nice job in our line. I'm so excited that Gary gets to replace our class cone for the next 24 hours. Like, that is dumb, and that is awesome. And I just think that we can always use more ideas like that in our schools. So don't forget about checking out the Awesome Academy for Teachers, which is going to be happening in the next school year. You can get proactively signed up now and get tons, literally hundreds of ideas, just like the ones you heard in this episode. So you are ready to truly have the most awesome school year all year long because you are enrolled in the Awesome Academy. And you can also, as a reminder, earn up to 90 hours worth of official PD credit. I am so thankful that you found this podcast episode. Again, if this is your first time listening, this is happening every single week. New ideas, fresh perspectives, highly energetic, hopefully highly motivational. And I would love for you to be a part of these episodes every single week. Until the next episode, I want to thank you for listening. Most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.